Sport, you say. Paradoxical thing. Passion misplaced like a curious fling. Sport to be seen, to be heard and devoured. With dubious care for a world overpowered. We love it, we live it, we drive it, we dream. But aren't we reliant on sport being seen? And before the TVs and the phones can display it, what use is sport with no world on to play it? Have we thought about that? Do we think it involves us? The planet's big issue routinely revolves us. Athletes and clubs, corporations and fans, in all of our in-trays, our own business plans. Totally global, but stop for a mo. Consider the reason the whole thing could blow. Sport just gets on with it, taking for granted the wins and the losses, an attitude slanted. For this is the point, a refrain, a recital. We love sport so much, it's essential, it's vital. So where are we watching this? What are we playing? Have we considered the world that we're slaying? Cricket fields flooded, ski mountains melting, golf links eroding, tracks over-smelting, tickets and sponsors and rights deals, you say it. Yet what use is sport with no world on to play it?
So where do we go if we have no snow? No snow. No snow. No snow. No snow. No snow. When winter's vacation requires explanation, when winter's refrain turns timid and tame, when winter's own is shown as a clone, when winters aren't winters. Problem, no? Industry weakening, livelihood threatening. Temperatures rising, should it be so surprising? Ice caps, majestic, like shards of ambition, melting away against their volition. The ice caps are melting. Can it be any clearer? Winter Olympics get nearer and nearer. To fake snow.
To fake snow.
Right.
Right.
We'd rather pretend and go skiing through dust than acknowledge a problem so rarely discussed. The climate emergency needs us to fight. To stand up to the crisis and start putting right the everyday fails which continue the flow. I mean, where do we go if we have no snow? No snow. No snow. No snow.
Time!
What are we waiting for? Sport gets heard on such trivial stuff. Dodgy keepers and similar fluff. Umpires and refs, forward passes, time-wasting, fans tasting half-full glasses, marginal gains, scouring all the last details, over-analysis, stat-heavy emails, overtime winners, the last-second drama, hype driven up by the VAR. A game of opinions? A cliché remiss. Because what does sport really think about this? Temperatures rising. Officials revising the guidelines which say, just continue. Continue for what? To keep sponsors happy? Indulging oblivious fans? Clap clappy? Temperatures rising. Play is delayed. Ice pack will do it. Umbrella for shade. Then back on your feet. Sport needs you for more. Disregarding a body. We need to explore. When we think enough is enough, we protest. Meaningful change is rarely addressed. Tennis and cricket in 40 degrees... Do we think this is healthy and viable? Please. What are we waiting for? What exactly are we waiting for? What on earth are we waiting for? Someone to die? Playing sport?
The flying circus comes to town. Race against the counting clocks.
Counting clocks. Ladies, gents.
The motorsporting paradox.
Full speed, foot down, max out. Full speed, full sound, foot down,
max out. Dirty image, well rehearsed. Petrol burning, engine thirst. Private jets, replacement parts. Global air miles off the chart. Dirty image, well rehearsed. Skewed perception, safety first. Always moving, always smart. Innovation stands apart.
Full speed, foot down, max out.
Full speed, full sound, foot down, max out. Problems, yes, there's no denying. Emissions, yes, but that's implying this is the worst, a curse, a bane. From Monza to Melbourne, Spa to Bahrain. Circus, yes, indeed, a great weight. Stop for a moment, assess the debate.
Assess the debate.
Research, innovation. Research, innovation. Science, long range. Commitment, net zero.
Net zero.
Commitment to change.
Full speed. Foot down, max out. Full speed, full sound. Foot down, max out.
Full speed, foot down, max out. Full speed, full sound. Foot down, max out. The flying circus comes to town. Race against the counting clocks. Ladies, gents, boys and girls. The motorsporting paradox.
Floods, drought. Floods, drought, the cricket extremes. You're in or you're out. The runs flow like springs, a constant supply. Set for three figures, till form runs dry. And then, the next innings, fruitless toil in the outfield. When suddenly, ripper, the ball spinning minefield. Floods, drought. The cricket extremes. You're in or you're out. The same with the weather. Rainfall suspension. Duckworth and Lewis. Their everyday mentions. Over the continents. Too little water. Ground staff desire it. But farmers require it. Floods. Drought. Floods. Drought. The cricket extremes. You're in or you're out. The cosy sport cliches, too much, too little. For cricket, an issue that's far too literal. Floods, drought. The cricket extremes. You're in or you're out.
Like the sprinter darting a blur to the line. Like the archer, precision to tingle the spine. Like the gymnast, nimble and light like a dancer. An Olympic-sized question waits for an answer. Like the swimmer, gliding and turning and free. Like the rower, trained on a line she can't see. Like the slalom canoeist, at war with an oar. An Olympic-sized problem brought more to the fore. By a global pandemic, which forced us to change our thoughts and our customs, lives rearranged, and it happened so quickly. Solutions through gloom, with lessons and meetings conducted on...
I think you're on mute. You need to take yourself off mute.
Now we stare at that screen. Things change. They had to. So, the Olympic-sized question. Dare we be radical?
It's a hole-in-one, but this one really matters. Not the single shot win, it's the wave that batters. At the coast, at the rocks, at the course, rising seas are feasting on fairways, devouring our tees. The drive is ferocious. Approach with due caution. The slice through the land creates coastline contortion. Chipping away, year by year, day by day, putting at risk institutions we play. Mindless of centuries, cruel though it sounds, these links are in danger, soon out of bounds. It's a hole in one, but not as we know it. A hole in our soul and a whole chance to blow it. So do we just wait? Let the seas have us dormy, move us inland, homogenized stories. Maybe there's match play. A comeback of sorts, a collective ambition to continue with sports that rely on these challenges, windswept and cruel. Generations have battled these sea-battered rules. So we're with you, Montrose, and your friends by the coast. Make those holes in one count when you need them the most.
Adapting. Adapting. The word heard again and again throughout 2020, a year inhumane. Millions dead. The whole world affected. Life changed dramatic, pace unexpected. The COVID emergency, grim though it seems, is dwarfed by the threat of the climate extremes. An issue that's creeping, disease surreptitious. Perhaps we don't comprehend impacts so vicious. To up all our games, we need to prepare. Yet how to prepare, we're not fully aware. We need to connect, gain knowledge and power, make positive changes, even at this late hour. Just as the sports team needs skill and precision, they also need leaders with will and ambition. The tactics, the game plan, the strategy set. Major decisions without a regret. So the climate challenge, leadership needed, policies always informed, warnings heeded, a duty to change an ethical code, the planet priority, challenge bestowed. Collective team effort, a challenge immense. More teamwork, more leadership. More common sense. Sport as an influencer. Futures untapped. Connect. Adjust. Step up. Adapt.